Nikut halachas yoredeya chelik aleph hilchas ribis halacha hey paragraph test. We dedicate the learning today Lili Nishmas Yerachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia Rosa Basti Tamara, and for a complete refuah shleima for all those that need it. Besoch shar choli Yisrael. Paragraph test. Ve'ikar hatikun al yedei emes. The main solution for everything is through emes. Kimavur b'hatoyran al. As Rabbi Nizal explains over there in chapter 51 in Likutei Moran that this halach is based on. Shalidei emes nimshach hashgachos leyisborach, that by being strong in honesty and truth, we draw upon ourselves the direct supervision of Hashem. Shalidei zeh nichlal achar abriya bekoidem abriya. And that helps to connect post-creation with pre-creation. V'alkein, and therefore, Barosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, when this is taking place, especially as we saw in the previous year, Roiv Yisroel Mamshichen Atzmon El Ho'emes Vatmimus. The majority of Jewish people are drawing themselves to honesty and sincerity. Umispalalin Vitzoyakim Hashem Yisborach Be'emes Ubitmimus B'lishum Chochmoy Shel Hevel Sheyesh Liktsosom B'shari Mois Hashanah. And Rav Nosson Zal says, on Rosh Hashanah, most people become much more sincere and simple and honest in their tefillah. They daven and they cry out to Hashem with a certain honesty and sincerity without any of the intelligentsia that some people have during the year. During the year, they're thinking certain kinds of chokhmas, even when they're davening. And on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, people put that stuff aside and get a little more honest and sincere and simple. Ki ho'ikar hu ho'emes v'hatmimus. Because this is the most important thing. The most important thing is honesty, sincerity, simplicity. Lehisnaig b'chol Hashana, kemoi hamoin b'nei Yisrael haksherim b'rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippur. For a person to strive throughout the entire year to conduct themselves the way the simple religious people conduct themselves on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, with that kind of sincerity and simplicity. Ki ikar hatshuva v'hatikun hu emes. Because one of the most important components of tshuva and tikun is this honesty, this sincerity. Shal yidei zeh mevatlen achizas hasheker sheneachas betchilas habriya. Because through emes, we eliminate the attachment of sheker, which became attached all the way when Hashem first created, v'nichlal achar abriya b'koydom abriya, and we allow post-creation to plug into pre-creation, sheze ikar hatikun shel kol hadvorim. And that's the main tikun of everything. V'ze b'chinas koil shofar. And this will also explain why one of the most important highlights of Rosh Hashanah is the sound of the shofar. Shehu b'chinas emes, which is associated with emes, b'chinas ha-koil koil Yaakov, because the pasuk says that koil is associated with Yaakov. B'chinas titein emes li-Yaakov, and Yaakov Avinu represents this mid of emes. Ki ikar hisgalus to emes al-idei b'chinas Yaakov, because the main revelation of emes is through the aspect of Yaakov Avinu, Shehu Hischil Lasuk B'tikun Zeh. He's really the one who is involved in this tikun, Levatel Hasheker B'tchilas Achizos Toyan. To be able to go up to that incredible high level where Sheker began at the beginning of creation and to be able to nullify it over there. Ki Avram Avinu Hoyohorishon Shehischil Gavois Elakusay Doilam. Because Avram Avinu was the first one who began to broadcast the message of Hashem to the world. Shezeh Iker Hisgalus Emes. That's the main revelation of truth. That's the most important truth that we're trying to reveal. Avol Machmas Sheavram Hoyo Harishon lo higia adayon levatel achizas hasheker b'sholosh v'yanal. However, because Avraham Avinu was the first one to really undertake this project of broadcasting Hashem to the world, he wasn't able yet to reach all the way up to that incredible high place and nullify the connection of Sheker at its source. Shehu be'etzem hanekuda sheshom yotza habriya mikoyach hapoel, which is that place from which creation went from thought to action, from potential to actualization. That's such an incredible high level where it's just about impossible for anybody to understand that. Vishom tzrichin ikra hahamtoko. And that's where the main tikkun is needed. That's where the main hamtoko is needed. Levatel achizas hasheker kanal. In order to eliminate the connection of sheker, you have to be able to go all the way up to that highest place, to the beginning of creation. Ki Avraham hoya midosoi chesed, v'Yitzchok midosoi gvura. Because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that Avraham Avinu, his main mido was chesed. The hachnas orchim, Yitzchok Avinu, his main mido was gvura, pachad Yitzchok, ready to die for Hashem. Ze bechinas koidem abriya v'achar abriya. And these two qualities, chesed and gvura, represent pre-creation and post-creation. Ki chesed bechinas koidem abriya, because chesed represents before creation, sheshom kuloi toiv, kuloi chesed, whereby then there was only Hashem, there was only good, there was only chesed. We know that the word Rabbeinu Zal brings in chapter 4 in Likutei Moharan that echod is bigimatria ahava. So in the beginning, before creation, when there was only Hashem echod, that echod is synonymous with ahava, and ahava is synonymous with chesed. Toiras Chaim, the ahavas chesed. Ugvura v'din sebechinas achar abriya, shemishom achizas hadin kanal. Whereas the meat of gvura, the meat of din, that's post-creation, which is where the whole concept of din really begins. The Torah begins with the words Bereshis bara Elohim es hashamayim v'soretz. Hashem's name Elohim appears right there in the beginning. Ki Avraham gila lekusa boilam voidia shiesh Elohim shalat boretz. Because Avraham Avinu began to reveal and broadcast Hashem to the world, and he informed the world that there is a Hashem who rules over the world. V'chein Yitzchak, v'chein Yaakov, and so too Yitzchak Avinu and Yaakov Avinu also worked at this. Ki zeh hoya kol avoidosam. This was their main focus, their main avoida, to inform the world about Hashem. Ki ein koirin avois elo l'shloisha. Because the Gemara says that in Judaism, when we speak about avos, forefathers, our fathers were referring specifically to these three, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov. Ki heim avos ha'olam. They are the fathers of the Jewish people, the fathers of the world. Ki koidem habriya bebechinas av kanal. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, we find in Likutei Moharan, in chapter 22, and also in chapter 51, which we're referring to over here, Rabbeinu Zal refers to pre-creation as the Father. That's when there was only Hashem, who is Kaviyochel Avinu, the Father, bebechinas Av. Ki zochu lichloil hakoil b'Hashem Yisborach, bebechinas koidem abriya. Because Avram Yitzchok Yaakov were zochet to plug everything into Hashem, into pre-creation. Sheshom av uben kachodo. Over there in pre-creation, the Father and the Son are all one. There's only oneness there. The after creation, there was kaviyochel Hashem, and there was the creation, which is like Hashem's Son, something which Hashem gave birth to, something Hashem created. But pre-creation, the Father and the Son were all one. The creation was kaviyochel in the machshava of Hashem. Bibchinas, as Rabbi Nazal says in chapter 51, when he speaks about Rabbi Akiva, and he says there that Rabbi Akiva said the others that were with him, Kishitagia la'avnei shayish tohor, when you will get to the stones that are pure marble, and the word avne is used there. And Rabbi Nazal says, avne is av and ben. Vishom nikro hakoil al shem ho'ov. And over there, pre-creation, at the highest level, there, everything is referred to by the Father. Ki haben tofe lo'ov v'nichlal boy. Because the Son is subservient and part of the Father. He's not a separate entity at that time, pre-creation. Avol Avraham v'Yitzchok adayin loy bitlu legamri achizas hasheker b'sharoshoy. However, Avraham Avinu and Yitzchok Avinu were not yet successful in eliminating and defeating completely the connection of sheker at its source. Bebechinas hanekuda sheshom yotza habriya mikoyach alapoyakanal, which Rav Nosson Zal defined earlier as that place, that dot, nekuda is like a dot, from which creation, from which there was that transformation from potential to actualization. Shemishom ikar achizas shalosh shel hasheker v'kanal. And as we explained earlier, that's where sheker really began, and that's where the connection of sheker really is, the original connection. V'alkein Avraham yotze mimenu Yishmoel. And that's why we see that something not good came from Avraham Avinu. A Yishmoel came out of Avraham Avinu. V'yitzchok yotze mimenu Esav. And from Yitzchok came forth an Esav. Shehem anonin demechasyon al-einin. The Zohar HaKadosh refers to Yishmoel and Esav as clouds that cover the eyes. And over there in chapter 51 in Likut Imran, in the beginning, Rabbi Nazal speaks about the eyes as being able to see. When a person is able to see properly, they see the truth. When things are cloudy, unclear, then a person doesn't see the truth, chas v'shalom. Shehem ikar hasheker hamechaseh esho emes shehu tikun hu'einayim. They, Yishmoel and Esau, they are the real sheker who cover up the emes, which is the tikkun for the eyes. Emes is the tikkun of the eyes, clarity of vision. Kama shemavur batoyranal, as Rabbein Azal explains in chapter 51 of Likut Imran. Ki Avraham gilo v'himshich alakusi esborach me'elo lesato bebechinas oyer yosher bebechinas chesed. Avraham Avinu revealed and drew the divine presence of Hashem from above to bring it down below in the form of what Sforim call Oyer Yosher, a direct light coming from above to below, Bibchinas Chesed, in the form of Chesed, V'Yitzchok Bibchinas Oyer Choizer, Mitato Le'ela, whereas Yitzchok Bibchinas Gevura, whereas the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that Yitzchok Avinu, his participation in revealing the light of Hashem was in the form of Gvura, which is referred to as Oyer Choizer. That's the light bouncing back up from below, bouncing back up above. Aval Iker HaKesher V'HaChibur Shebein Koidim Abriya L'Achar Abriya Chalidei Bechinas Yaakov. But the main connection and attachment between pre-creation and post-creation is accomplished through Yaakov Avinu, Shehu Bechinas Chut HaMeshulosh. He is what makes it a triple-stranded string. Bechinas HaBriach HaTichoin HaMavriach Min HaKotze LaKotze. As the Zohar HaKadosh explains, in the Beis HaMikdosh, the boards that were supported the walls of the Mishkan, they had a pole above, a pole below, and there was a pole in the center that went from one end to the other end of the wall and really held everything together. And the Zohar Kodesh says Yaakov Avinu is referred to as this Bria Chatichon, this center pole that goes from one end to the other end, that goes from Chesed to Gvura. Kihu mechaber v'koilel yachad b'shleimus b'chinas Avram v'Yitzchok. Because Yaakov Avinu is the one who attaches and merges together completely the concept of Avraham and Yitzchok, who are Chesed and Din, Oyer Yoshua v'Oyer Choyzer, b'chinas Koidam Abriya v'Achar Abriya. Ki Yaakov zochu l'b'chinas ho'emes b'shleimus. Because Yaakov Avinu was zecha to achieve the highest level of emes, hainu levatel achizas hasheker b'shoroshu yelyanal, which requires eliminating the connection of sheker over there at its source, at its highest source. Ad shezocho lahasig eich mamshichim b'chinas yitzias habriya mikoyach elapoyal b'li achizas hasheker klal. To the point where Yaakov Avinu was zecha to achieve how we bring forth the creation from potential to actual actualization without any attachment of sheker whatsoever. Shezeh b'chinas avoidas Yaakov. This is the concept of the avoid of Yaakov Avinu, shemidosoy emes, whose attribute is emes. Shayidezeh ikar chibur uklolius habriya b'koidam habriya b'shleimus. And that's what really connects and merges together the post-creation and pre-creation perfectly. We know that the word emes itself, the aleph is the beginning of the alphabet, the tof is all the way at the end of the alphabet, and mem is the middle letter of the aleph beis, showing that this mid of emes is what brings everything together in a form of tikkun. And this is why Yaakov Avinu was zeche, that the children that came forth from him were all perfect, without any negative, without any trash, without a Yishmoel or an Esav. Ki ha'hoilodo hu bechinas bria chadosha, because a birth, bringing a child into the world, is like a new creation. Shemoitzin bechinas haben mikoyach el apoyal, whereby we're bringing forth this child from potential into actualization. The child originates in the mind of the father. The Gemara, the Sforim tell us that the seed originates in the mind of the father. At that point, it's in koyach, it's in potential. And when the child is born, it becomes actualized. And because of the fact that at that place from which koyach transfers to poyal, that's where sheker begins. That's why the sitrachra is very much connected to this process of bringing children into the world, this connection between husband and wife, between male and female. V'alkein tzrichin acharkach birur godol, and this is why it requires major refinement. This whole issue of tikkun habris, v'zeh ikar mailas hatzadik hagodol, and this is the most important quality and attribute of the great tzaddik, shehu mandenotar bris. The Zohar HaKadosh says that title, hatzaddik, Yosef hatzaddik, refers to one who is pure in shmiras habris, in this relationship between men and women. Shezoiche lebechinas kuloi zera emes. He is zoiche that all the children that come forth from him are pure. And the pasuk uses the wording kuloi zera emes. Because this tzaddik is zoche to go up to the beginning, to the source, and to draw from there the son, which represents post-creation, to draw it from potential to actualization, without the sheker being able to be involved or attached at all whatsoever. This is what Yaakov Avinu was zoicha to, shemidosoi emes, where the Zohar HaKadosh teaches us his midah is emes. V'alkein, hoisa mitosoi shlema. And that's why his bed was complete. All of his produce, all of his children were all good. V'zeh b'chinas ha'koil shofar. And this is the concept of the sound of the shofar that we blow on Rosh Hashanah. The shofar is this concept of koil, and koil is Yaakov. Shu b'chinas koil Yaakov. The pasuk says ha'koil koil Yaakov. B'chinas emes. It represents the fact that we're activating this need of emes. Any questions, please? Paragraph Yud. V'zeh b'chinas ma'ashem mevakshim al chayim b'rosh Hashanah v'aser shimei tshuva. And this will also explain why there's a major focus on Rosh Hashanah, and throughout Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we're asking Hashem for Chaim. Zochreinu lechaim, melechofetz b'chaim, v'chasleinu b'sefer ha'chaim. Many tefillos for that. Ki mishom ikar ha'chaim. Because it's from Rosh Hashanah, from Tshuva, from this midah of emes, that we draw Chaim. Ki emes samo dechaya. Because the Gemara says, truth is the elixir of life. Kama Yisham Rabbi Stenizal, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, page 97, Al Asra Dishmo Kushta, the Gemara there speaks about a city which was called Kushta. Kushta is the Aramaic word for emes, truth. Shelo Sholto Hamisa Shon, whereby the Malach HaMoves was inactive in that city. He could not kill someone while they were inside that city. Which means Chaim, life. Ki guf v'nefesh hein b'chinas koidem abriya v'yachar abriya. Because when we speak about body and soul, they also correspond to pre-creation and post-creation. Ki ha'nefesh hu chelek elikam imal. Because the soul is actually a part of Hashem. B'chinas koidem abriya. That corresponds to pre-creation. V'haguf b'chinas asiya. Whereas the body, the physical body, that's associated with action. The olam hu asiya. B'chinas achar abriya, post-creation. V'ikar hachiyus kishishneim mechubor miyachad b'kesher ames. And when is a person really alive? When these two are united properly in a good, healthy way. V'zeh al yidei emes. And that's accomplished through emes. Sha'yidei zeh nichlal achar abriya b'koidem abriya. Emes is what unites and brings together pre-creation and post-creation. V'alkein emes samadachaya. And that's why the Gemara says, emes is the elixir of life. Ki ikar hamisa al yedei hasheker, because death comes about through sheker shemafrid bein hadvekim, which separates between those that are supposed to be attached and connected together. Bebchinas, as the pasuk says in Rus, ki hamoves yafrid, death will separate between us. Bebchinas, and as the pasuk says in Hosea, Ki hu bein achim yafri. Death, sheker, is what separates between brothers. One of the Pirushim in Rashi there, in this pasuk, ki hu bein achim yafri, refers to Yerovam ben Nevat, who was a major idol worshipper, who encouraged the Jews to worship idols, which is sheker, and he's the one who caused a split in the kingdom. It was from that point on that there was a split in the kingdom of the Jewish people. Shezeh nimshach al yidei atzas hanochosh. Death came into the world through the advice, by following the advice of the snake, shehimshich hasheker b'olam, who brought falseness into the world by lying to Chava and telling her Hashem said not to touch the tree. That resulted in the decree of death for generations. Because now, after the Eitz Hadas, Yefshir Bozeh Haguf Lahastik Bishleimus Chloeus V'chibur Achar Abriya V'koidom Abriya. It's just about impossible for a person to be able to achieve that and connect, to go reach up to that place where pre-creation and post-creation come together. Machmas achizas hasheker shenechas shom bascholas yetzias abriya mikoch lapoil. Because of that attachment of sheker, which became attached when the creation actually first took place, when Hashem went from koyach to poil, vialkein hahechrach lomus, and therefore we must experience death. Va'oz oila hanefesh lamala mala kafi madrigosoi. And then when a person dies, the soul rises up to a very high place, each person according to their level, v'haguf mizdakech lamato, and the physical body goes through a purification down here on earth, through burial. Ad she'achar kach yischatshu l'toy v'lo'osid, until in the future, they will both be renewed, al yidei goydel amitas ho'emes she'izgalos, as a result of the incredible clear truth that will be revealed then in the future. Ki ikar chidish ha'olam tchias ha'meisnin yihya al yidei goydel ho'emes she'izgala. Because the whole concept of the new world and tchias ha'meisnin, the dead coming back to life, which is going to take place in the future, is going to be brought about as a result of the incredible revelation of emes that will be revealed then. As the pasuk says, speaking about the future, emes me eretz tismach, that the truth will sprout forth from the ground, from the world. The oz yiskayim spas emes tikoin load, and then we will see the establishment of the pasuk that the lips of truth, words of truth, will be established permanently, eternally. Because then people will be able to live eternally through this emes, which is this elixir of life. Because then the sheker will be eliminated completely, even at its source. And it's this kind of life that we're praying for on Rosh Hashanah. Shekol tza'akoseinu tfiloseinu, all of our prayers and all of our calling out to Hashem is sheyizgale ho'emes bo'olam bichlal ubeprat ubeprote proteus etzel kolechot v'echot. We're praying and pleading with Hashem that the truth should be revealed to the world on all levels, on a general level, on a detail level, and on the most specific, and by each and every individual person. Sheyiskayim, we should be zecher to see the fulfillment of the Yeda kol pol ki ato fialtoi, v'yoven kol yitzur ki ato yitzartoi, that all of creation will recognize that you're the one who created them. V'yoymar kol Hashem esham abiyapoy Hashem alkei yisru ha-melech malchusei b'kol mashola, and everyone will recognize the kingdom of Hashem. To the point where everyone will realize how to come close, how to return to Hashem. He ikar hatshuva al yedei emes kanal. Because one of the most important elements in tshuva is this honesty, this sincerity. V'alkein choismin b'rosh Hashanah b'chol habrochos ki ato elokim emes. And this is why in the Shmon Esrei, on Musaf, on Rosh Hashanah, we conclude with those words, because you, Hashem, are emes, and your words are emes and eternal. Ki ho emes kayam lo'ad. Because emes is what is eternal. Emes is forever. Ki kushta koi. Because as the Gemara says, truth stands solid. Sheker is temporary. Sheker stands on one leg. Sheker can stand for a short term, but it ends up eventually falling. Ki ikar hachayim v'hakiyum shel kol habriya Bichlal u'beprat al yidei emes. Because the main source of life and permanence of the entire creation on all levels, on a major level and on a micro level, is through emes. Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'alkein tzrichin kol Yisroel lefayes echod eschaveiro yikoidim Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim. And this is why the Torah warns us that every single Jew is required, before we approach Hashem to ask Hashem for forgiveness, we have to first approach our fellow Jews and try to appease and apologize to our fellow Jews before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Sheyesh Shalom Godol Ben Yisroel, in order to achieve a very high level of peace among Klal Yisroel. Ki Iker Hu HaShalom, because the most important thing is Shalom, peace. Shehu Achdus, which is unity, oneness. Shehu Iker HaChaim, that's real life, that's real living. Bechinas HaChaim VaHashalom, as the Pasuk says in Malachi, putting these two together. Ki Iker HaMachloikes Al Yidei Achizas HaSheker. Because all of the conflict in the world, all the disagreements and the opposition is based on that attachment of Sheker. Shenimshach Mibechinas Ribui V'Shinui Deos Kanam, which came about as the result of many and the diverse opinions, as we discussed previously, in previous shiurim here. V'zeh ikar avodas Rosh Hashanah, and this is our main focus on Rosh Hashanah, shehu tchilas habriya. Rosh Hashanah is the birthday of man, the beginning of creation. Shetzrichin levatel hasheker b'shoyrish achizostoy. We have to eliminate the sheker at its source. Through the incredible, powerful revelation of the purest, highest level of truth. Bibichinas, as the Pasuk says, Roish Devorcho Emes. The beginning, Roish means the top, the head, or the beginning of your words, is Emes. Sheze Bibichinas Roish Hashanah. And that's one of the important points in why this holiday is called Rosh Hashanah, connecting to this pasuk, Rosh Dvorcha Emes, that we're trying to connect to Emes, Rosh Daika, Bechinas Rosh Dvorcha Emes. Ki Roiv Balei HaMachloikes, Derech Kol Echod Loimar She'etzloi HoEmes. Because most people who are fighting with each other, who are arguing with each other, disagreeing with each other, usually, each one says, I'm right, I am the emes. V'shekol machloiksoi rat b'shvil ho'emes. And the reason why I hate that person or I'm against that person is because I believe in the truth, I know what's right. U'bifrat ato b'avoynoseinu harabim. Especially, Rav Nosson Zal says, nowadays, unfortunately, due to our many sins, sheneskayim v'ho'emes tihye ne'ederes. Where we see the fulfillment of the prophecy in Yeshaya Navi, that the truth will be ne'ederes. The term ne'edor has multiple definitions. The term ne'edor means lost, and the term ne'edor also means shenaso ho'emes adorim adorim. The Gemara says where the emes will become flocks and flocks, groups and groups. V'kol echod oimer she'etzloi ho'emes. Each and every single group of people are going to say, we are the truth, we stand for the truth, our opinion is the right one. Aval afal pikein, however, Rav Nosson Zal says, despite all of this, ho emes hu echod. The truth is one. There aren't 100 truths. The real truth is one. Umi shechofetz be'emes la'amitoi. And a person who wants the real truth, umispalel Hashem yisborach sheyiske lo emes beemes, and pleads with Hashem, prays to Hashem very hard to be zeche to the real truth, not to fool myself in any way and not to fool anybody else, to be zeche to real, real truth, yochoy lahakir heichon ho'emes amiti. That person will be able to recognize where the real truth is. Ki ho'emes eid li'atzmoi. Because the truth is the best testimony to itself. It doesn't need any proofs. When a person is really honest, and when they see the truth speaks for itself completely. Ve'ikar hamachloikis hurak machmas horichuk me'echod. And unfortunately, all of this diversity and all of this conflict in the world and in Klal Yisrael is all because of how distant we are from unity, from oneness. Shemishom achizas hasheker, and that's what allows sheker to come in. Ki mi she'eino mevatel hasheker b'sharoshoi, because a person who doesn't eliminate the sheker at its source, yochoy litois achakach ma'oid, can end up eventually making major mistakes, v'lafoich hasheker le'emes v'emes l'sheker, and turn things completely upside down, so that things that are 100% false, this person will believe that that's the truth, and things that are really, really true, that person is going to believe that that's false. B'bechinas, as it says in Yeshaya Novi, hoi ho'oimrim l'ra toiv la toiv ra. Woe is to those people who say that bad is good and good is bad. U'mishom nimshach kol hamachloikes sheba'olam. And that this is the source of all conflict and disagreement in the world. And a person who wants to save themselves and rescue themselves from this fire of machloikis, shehu garua mehakol, which is worse than anything, ikar hatzalosoi alidei ho'emes shehu b'china sholoi. The main way for that person to save themselves is through emes, which is together with shalom, an emes that's peaceful, not an emes that's the cause of machlokes. Kama shekosuv, as it says in the Navi, in Yeshaya Navi, that Chizkiyo HaMelech said to Yeshaya, ki yihye shalom ve'emes beyomai, there will be peace and truth during my time. Because Reb Nosson Zal says, when a person will look at the real truth, the least thing that'll happen to that person is they will not get involved in machloikis. They won't get involved in persecuting other people and speaking against other people. Ki afal pi shelo yizke lahastik v'leida heichen ho'emes. Because even if that person will not necessarily realize right away where the truth is, which is the real truth, why? Machmashaloi hisyageya ba'avoidosoi koroi. Because the person hasn't really put in the effort, the incredible effort, in serving Hashem with every iota of a person's strength that's needed in order to be zeicha to the emes. Ki lizkois li etzem ho'emes tzrichin yegio gedoyla ma'oid. Because for a person to be zeicha to the real truth in this olam hasheker requires major, major effort, major work. Avol al kol panim. However, at least, im chofetz be'emes, if the person wants emes, al kol panim lo yia roidei v'choylik. This person will not be one of those people who attack and persecute other Jews and oppose other Jews. And the person will not be involved in and support this kind of conflict. To persecute people who are really religious people. Even though it's seems to that person that they're wrong, even though it seems to that person they believe the opposite of what those people believe. Because what do I need this for? What do I need to persecute another Jew, to speak against other Jews? L'sakei nafshei kol kach, to put one's own life in jeopardy to such a degree. V'chol zeh yef shelavayar b'ksav, all of this is impossible, Rav Nosson Zal says, to really express in writing. V'hechofetz be'emes, yovin kol zeh b'nafshei. But a person who really, really wants the truth will understand this, will understand what we're saying here. Now, once again, Rav Nosson Zal is speaking about what he experienced in his life. Major, major persecution throughout his life, but especially those 4 or 5 years when there were the horrific redifos of the Savraner and his people. Incredible persecution against Breslov at that time. And Rav Nosson Zal's referring to that here and referring to all the other persecution that religious people go through. It's not a coincidence that yesterday, on the way back from Iran, right after I came back from Iran, I got a telephone call from Toronto. A person was telling me that on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, they were in a shul, and the assistant rabbi spoke. Some modern shuls have a rabbi and an assistant rabbi, and the assistant rabbi spoke, and in his speech on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, one of the topics he chose to speak about was to inform all the people in the shul that it's usur for a Jew to go to two places, to Uman, to the kever of Rabbi Nachman, and to the ohel of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. It's an isur gomor. And he went on to explain because they pray to the tzaddik, and this is blasphemy, etc., etc. And the person who told me about this was expressing that, number one, imagine out of all the things to choose to talk about on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, this was what was told to a whole large gathering of Jews in this sort of modern Orthodox environment. And the person who told me this was a person who's been involved in Breslov for maybe 15, 20 years. So they know that Breslovers do not daven to Rabbeinu Zal. We daven to Hashem. We talk to Hashem on a daily basis, not just in Uman, everywhere, and especially in Uman. We daven to Hashem, and so too the Hasidim of Lubavitch are people also who serve Hashem and want to serve Hashem, etc., etc. But we see that unfortunately Moshiach is not here yet, and the emes is nederes, and there still is some of this kind of talk. Even in the modern Orthodox world, where people are seeing that a major part of their youth is falling away completely from religion because they don't believe in Kivrei Tzadikim. One of the major reasons is because they don't go to Kivrei Tzadikim. A friend of mine mentioned to me recently that he was a graduate of Yeshiva University, and they had a class reunion, and he said he was the only Shomer Shabbos from his class, from his entire class. He was the only person who 10, 15 years later was keeping Shabbos. We should be zeicha to want the emes and to try to avoid persecuting and speaking against any Jews. And b'zeichet to see Moshiach, who is called Sar Sholem. He is the Sar Sholem. He's the one who's going to be able to bring it all together. He's going to be the one who's going to be able to reveal the emes to the world in a way that everyone will see it. No one will be able to deny it. Another person the day before sent me a WhatsApp message about a rabbi who spoke about people from Eretz Yisrael not going to Uman for Rosh Hashanah, that people in Eretz Yisrael certainly should not be going to Uman for Rosh Hashanah, etc., etc. And just recently, before Rosh Hashanah, a friend of mine, one of the breastlivers in the Shul HaMeshel, and the Talmud Chacham, had produced a pamphlet about 15 years ago showing all the halachic sources and all the sources in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, etc., which would promote even people living in Eretz Yisrael going to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. Bitzad halacha, there's the Sechemet, there's other great rabbonim, Rishonim and Achronim, who wrote that a person is definitely permitted to leave Eretz Yisrael for Kivrei Tzadikim, for a Shidduch, certain reasons where there's no Easter halacha at all whatsoever. Number one, this is a pamphlet, a 20, 30 page pamphlet, going into detail and really explaining all of this well. We know there's the famous Gemara, the Gemara in Sota, page 14, which the Bach includes over there. The Gemara there discusses the reasons why we don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. And the Gemara says one of the reasons the Gemara gives there is because if we would know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried, we would go to his kever and we would say to Moshe Rabbeinu, get up and defend us, daven for us, take us out of this golus like you succeeded during your lifetime. And Moshe Rabbeinu would get up and he would nullify the gzeira. And since Hashem doesn't want that to happen till the right time, that's why we don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. Wishing everybody a good chodesh, to see the ultimate, complete revelation of the emes with the coming of Moshiach, the binyan Beis Hamikdash, b'mher b'yameinu, amen v'yamein. The third Beis Hamikdash, which is the Beis Hamikdash that corresponds to Yaakov Avinu. It's written that the three Bate Mikdashos, the first two, corresponded to Avraham and Yitzchak, and that's why they were not permanent. They were able to be destroyed. The third and final Beis Hamikdash corresponds to Yaakov Avinu, and therefore it will be indestructible. It'll be permanent. This MS, which is Kayam Loat. Baruch Hashem.